We are glad that God has watched over us, blessed us with the presence of mind to come back this evening on the first day of the week to worship Him in spirit and in truth. We love what He's doing with us, for us, and in us. And we want to say thank you, Lord. We're delighted to see those of you who are here. We shall share a few words with you. Stay awake, and I'll be finish when I finish. Very considered, I think. If you would please turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. By the grace of God, prayerfully, I will tell you what I've told you. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, commencing with verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5, commencing with verse 17. Therefore, if any man be where? If any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And all things are of God. And all things of God have are of God. He hath reconciled us or brought us back again to Himself through or by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto Himself, not imputing their trespasses, I'm so glad about that, unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are what? Ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray, we thank God for you, we pray for you. We pray you in Christ, stead, be you brought again to or reconciled to God. For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him, talking about the Son. Ambassadors, representatives. Ambassadors for Christ. Ambassadors for Christ. Agents of change. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? New creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. God is a life changer. Question, what vision do you have for yourself? What vision do you have for your life? The very fact that God bless you to be born means that you're an important individual. You are loved of God. He blessed you to be born. He blessed you to be a member of the body of Christ. What vision? Knowing how God thinks from what He shares with us. Knowing how He thinks about us, sons and daughters of His. What vision do you have for your life? Vision gives you perspective. Vision gives you direction. Vision gives you a snapshot of what your life can be as we study the Word of God. Amen. 20 years from today. For some of you, that might be a long time. 20 years from today, but for all of us, that's a good while. What will be your regret more? concluding that God will bless us to live that longer. 20 years from today, based upon your life right now, based upon how you're living your life, based upon what you're doing, based upon how you think, what will your life become in 20 years? Another question is, what can your life become during that period of time with God's help? God created us, He designed us to appeal to Him, to love Him. And to love Him, we love His universe, we love His word. And we love being obedient children. So what will your life be? What do you think your life will be? What will you regret more regarding your choices during that period of time? Where are you now? We have been created, and God has written that in His word. We have been created by God, for God. Amen. We have been created in His image, in the likeness of God. We have the ability to choose how we are going to respond to every situation, to every circumstance of life. We are responsible for our own effectiveness. And guess what? We are responsible for our own happiness. It's in our hands. Not in your neighbor's hand. It's in our hands. We're sons and daughters of God. Christ Jesus, He came to the world sent by His Father. He did not come to imitate life. He came to live a life that we could live that would change our way of acting and would infuse in our hearts as to who and what kind of individuals we can be as we sojourn here on planet Earth, and so live in such a way that at the close of our life, when we close our eyes for the very last time, when we say goodbye to this world, God will be able to say, "Welcome, my child. Welcome." Christ came for that very reason. He came to be a life, for us to be life changers. Give us the information for imitating His life. He showed us how to live in this world that His Father created. He's showing us how to live that Satan showed his ugly head. Even with the evilness of his world, Jesus lived a life that reflected the glory of His Father. He showed us. He came all the way from glory, not just to die, but to show us how we can enjoy life here on earth in spite of all that the devil was doing. Since Jesus came to change lives, you are the only one that can choose to let Him change your life. You are the only one that can choose to let Him change. He doesn't make us change our lives to live like His Son. He gives us the honor and the privilege. And what an honor. And what an honor. Our lives do not change because we attend an event, hear a good sermon, or read a good book alone. Let us take a look at some stages we go through before real change takes place. Number one, an event. Most of us men want the event to produce the desired results quickly, painlessly. We don't like pain, sure enough. Pardon the colloquial expression. Fortunately or unfortunately, it does not work that way. The best an event can do is raise our awareness. And as a result of awareness, that's one of the things that, that's one of the stages that we go through. Awareness occurs as a result of an event. Men or women, you may discover as a result of an event, even a sermon, that there needs to be a change in your life, and I need to grow closer, get closer to my Creator. An event may also be instrumental in helping a husband pay more attention to his wife and family, and vice versa. When that occurs, when that event occurs, that realization leads to what? Making a choice. Deciding what you're going to do based upon your awareness. This event awakened your awareness. For change to take place, there must be an event, there must be awareness, there must be a decision made. Your awareness has been raised. You decide what you're going to do. You decide to do something about how I see things now. So then, an event has raised your awareness and you have made a decision. The next stage is what? You can probably guess. You've made a decision. Just because you make a decision doesn't mean that you're going to follow through. So there has to be execution of your decision. These first stages are sometimes called the cycle of hopelessness, which is where most people, according to statistics, live. According to statistics. In order to break out of this cycle, one must press forward. There is struggle, there is effort, sometimes there is a bit of pain involved, but there must be commitment. There must be commitment to cross the bridge. If you never decide to cross the bridge, well, I know I need to do this, but no. Stop at this. I know I need to do this. Don't go to the BUT. I won't get done. You keep living the way you're presently living. But if you go through these stages, and you're honest with yourself, it begins to transform the old man into a different way of thinking. Commitment means to carry into action. Deliberately, the state of being obligated to do what? To follow through on what I have learned. To make a commitment. And to follow through means that I go through the process to go to my goal or to where I want to be or where I now see and understand I need to be. Philippians chapter 3, 13, 14, and 15. Paul says, brethren, I count not myself to have made it. I count not myself to have apprehended. But notice what he says next. But this one thing I do. What's that, Paul? Forgetting those things which are behind. I can't go back in nature. In time. I can't go back in time. Forgetting those things which are behind and doing what? Reaching forth unto those things which are before. He says, he uses the word press. I push hard. I endeavor diligently. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is where? Only in Christ Jesus. Then he encourages us. He says, let us, collectively, let us therefore do what? As many as be complete or perfect, have the same mindset that I have, because I know that's a process that it takes for us to make changes, and that we don't be otherwise minded. And if we are, by that time, God will bless us to understand you're not making the change that I want you to make. Then another step would be process. A behavioral change. Achieved over a period of time for us to do intentionally what we have oftentimes been unwilling to do. Mostly men are very impatient with anything that requires process. That's just y'all. Look out. We do not want to work for results if it means, listen carefully, we do not want to work for results if it means experiencing long-term change. And if it includes any kind of pain, men, I don't want to use the word hate, but men show enough dislike pain. I don't think anyone likes it, but men, we're heads and tails above women when it comes to pain. Mm-mm. Do we want to accelerate the process through quick fixes, steroids, rapid weight loss, and get rich quick schemes? Quick. Don't like pain. Sadly, we look for similar fixes in our behavioral development. Winding up, knowing all of this, if we don't put it into process, we don't ever change. We'll stay right where we are. We're coming to the close of the year of 2017. We think the thoughts. We say there's certain things I want to do different. There's certain things I want to do better. We think the thoughts. But we must put in process the steps that lead to the changing of certain habits that we may have. Process is the only way to bring about lasting and meaningful change. The desired results of process, a real change over time in our level of maturity and spirituality, that's the way it must be in our lives as human beings. Process. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, He came down from glory. He came from glory. What did He come from glory to do? Jesus came from glory to change lives. Not for a moment. Not for a few hours. But to change lives forever. Fitting us for eternity. So how do you say that, Brother Brown? He came to change lives forever for eternity. Not for 2 or 3 weeks. Not even for 4 or 5 months. He came to change our lives, getting us ready for God to say, because He knows what His Father's going to say, to change our lives so that we could hear from his Father, well done. Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Change agents equals agents of change. Brothers and sisters, let us do what we need to do. To live the life that God has sent his Son to manifest for us and the apostles and writers of this book called the Bible, so that we will know what to do, we will know how to do, and by the grace of God, we will know what the results will be at the final roundup of our earthly sojourn on planet Earth. Agents of change, let us be steadfast, setting goals for enriching our lives by the grace of God. He didn't send his Son for us to keep living the way we were living. He didn't send his Son to this world to stay for 33 years, to go to the pain and the agony, for us to make changes for 4 or 5 weeks and then go back to our old way. He sent his Son to manifest a lifestyle forever, starting right here. The life change must start and remain on earth, not in eternity. Let us so love the world, let us so love God, and let us so live, so that we can say, as our brother Paul said, "Well, I am not ready to be offered." Oh, you don't hear it. Well, the time of my departure is what? Time of my departure is at hand. He says, I fought a what? Good fight. I finished what? My course. And I've kept what? I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there was laid up for me what? A crown of righteousness. That's going to come from where? Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. But isn't it wonderful to hear him say, not to me only, but to all of them who love and look forward to his appearing and look forward to the time when we will go and be with the Father. So the question comes tonight. If you don't want to change the things that need to be changed, pray tell. Pray tell. If you're not willing to change what needs to be changed, why? Why on planet Earth, why in the name of heaven did you become a member of the Church of Christ if you don't plan to live for the Father? It doesn't make sense. Not only common sense, it doesn't make any kind of sense. You came into the body of Christ. You obeyed the gospel for a purpose. And that purpose was you wanted to make heaven your eternal home of abode. Where did you lose the thrill, the love that you had for the Lord? Where did you lose that great desire to live in such a way that you would hear the Father say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on up. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on up a little higher. I want you to live in glory land for me." That's where we all are, I think, or should be, wanting to make heaven our eternal home of abode. There is more here, but I think you get the message. The year that we are in is 2017. In just a few days, the number is going to change. What are you saying, preacher?
the number changes, that means that I'm getting closer and closer to the time when I will meet my Maker. Amen. We are getting closer and closer, yes, day by day,
yes, sir,
to the time that we must give an accounting to God of how we have handled the blessing that He gave us. Number one, to be born. And number two, to be of sound mind. And number three, when we heard His word, what do we do about that? And if we obeyed it, do we live it? It's my choice. It's your choice. We're going to be studying. We're going to be singing a song of encouragement. Look back. Think back. How have I lived my life to this point? Is the Lord well pleased with me? If He called me home out of this world, even tomorrow, what will He say? Will He be pleased? Will I hear Him say at the final roundup of human affairs, well done, well done. Don't let Mr., don't let Miss., don't let any human being upset you so that you act in such a way that God is not well pleased. Sometimes church members get upset with one another. Don't you see you going that way, they go that way. Jesus came, and perfect Son of God. He lived for 33 years. Among a world full of those who live contrary to the will of God. Not all, but most. He showed us it can be done. The scripture tells us that it must be done if we want to make a life eternally with both He and His Father and the Holy Spirit. And God even helps us to do it. He sent His Son to help us, just to let us know how much He loves us. And He would not send His Son to bless us to do something that it was impossible for us to do. Yes, we can live the life that He commands us to do. We can live with one another the way He commands us to live, one with another. Helping one another, encouraging one another. If God is going to have a showcase in Richmond, I pray God that it starts here. That it starts here. Where are you tonight? Can you say, the Father has been well pleased with the life that I've lived, that I've been dedicated, committed, and He understood that. I showed Him that in the life that I've lived to this point in my life. Don't play Russian roulette. Your soul is too important. You know that by what He did for His Son, Jesus Christ, or through His Son, Jesus Christ. He sent His Son. That's how valuable God, we are to God. If we were nothing, He wouldn't have sent a son for the privilege of coming to live with Him forever. Make a choice. Make a choice. If you need prayer, you come. If you're here tonight and you're not a member of the church that God has sent His Son to establish through the preaching of the apostles, you've heard His word, believe it. With all of your heart, be godly sorrowful for the life that you've lived thus far that's contrary to His will. Acknowledge Him. Confess your faith in Christ Jesus. And be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you've ever committed. And God will immediately, when you come up out of the water, adopt you as His son or His daughter. Isn't that good news? He adopts you as His son or daughter. May God bless you to make honorable decision. And if you're already in the body and you've lived contrary to this point, We don't know what lies in store for any of us. If God blesses us to see 2018, we don't know how, in his eyesight, what we've done in 17 will affect what we do in 18 if he decides to let us live. Make your calling at election sure as we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my side. And I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee.
I want to read one verse to you. Very short. It's in Matthew. That's the first book of the New Testament. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. But seek. What's the next word? But seek you, each of us individually. Seek you first. Seek first the kingdom of God and what he will have us to do and his righteousness, and all these other things will fall into place. And all these things shall be added unto you. Whatever decisions we make in life, make sure that God is considered first. Will he be well pleased if I do this? Well, if I stay home this morning, will he be well pleased? If I don't study my Bible today, will he be well pleased? Seek first to do that which pleases God. And you know what? God is going to be happy, happy, happy. And guess what? You will have presence of mind and you will have peace to know that you're living a life in favor with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Think about that. Seek you first. Whatever you decide to do, not to come to Sunday school, seek you first. To come to Sunday school, seeking him first. You don't hear it. God bless. One more verse, you may be seated.
I am resolved to go to the Savior,
yes,
leaving
yes.
my sin and strife. He is the true one, he is the just one, he hath the words
oh, yes.
of life.
Oh, yes.
And I will hasten to him, hasten
so glad
and free. Jesus.